This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host on a Wednesday morning, the Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain from New York, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing to keep America moving along, thanks so very much for all that you do. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. We're on Parler when that comes back. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com for more information. Well, joining us right now, retired United States Air Force Colonel and Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, Colonel Jim Warshak. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
We are.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Colonel, Mike Flynn, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, has got a brother, and his name is Charles Flynn, and he is about to be, well, he's been nominated, he hasn't got it yet, he's been nominated to lead the U.S. Army Pacific, which would give him another star. What do you think? Is he going to get it?
By all intent and purposes, based on what he has done, that should be pretty much a slam down, no problem. But, of course, the political climate in Washington, first that nomination when put forward, and this just doesn't happen, was put forward by Donald Trump, because presidents nominate three and four-star generals. So that's where that came from. He works in the Pentagon. He is the Deputy Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, and that has raised the ire of the Democrats, because they are trying to claim that he is the reason why the National Guard was slow in reacting on January 6th. Now, here's the thing. As Deputy Chief Staff of the Army, in the position he was in or is currently in, he's in charge of Army operations and planning, and that position has nothing to do with, you know, moving and activating National Guard units. But the Democrats are trying to make that claiming, well, he's Deputy Chief of Staff of the Army, and the Army Chief of Staff has that part of the responsibility in doing that, so therefore he's guilty of that. And the fact that he's Mike Flynn's brother, it's going to be interesting. I mean, it should be, like I said, a slam down, no problem, get it. He's being promoted based on his performance and merit as an Army three-star general, but it'll be interesting.
Yep. And good morning to George, the Godfather, chiming in saying good morning to both of us. So hello, George.
Morning, George.
Now, the other thing is, since you mentioned January 6th, I'm going to mention this. We found out yesterday the acting Capitol Police Chief apologized for what transpired on January the 6th with the fact that they actually were not prepared for what happened. We also found out that the Capitol Police admitted knowing that the Congress was a target long before the insurrection on January the 6th, and so didn't the FBI. They passed the information along not only to the mayor of Washington, D.C., but also to the council that controls Washington, D.C., and what happens, and they did nothing.
Yeah, and we should be getting an apology from Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C., and Nancy Pelosi, because all of them had a hand in making sure what happened happened and what didn't happen didn't happen. And, you know, they're, I look at it as pretty responsible because they played a heavy hand in slow rolling the response. And
yeah.
All for political reasons, because they were trying to set up what we're seeing now,
yep.
The second impeachment of Donald Trump.
Well, I talked to a person who was there at the rally on January the 6th, and they were there to watch the president, and they did. And then when the president got done speaking, instead of walking to the Capitol, they merely backed off the scene, let everybody go the way they were going, and they looked over towards the Capitol, and they saw these people already up on the steps that were dressed in military garb, either military fatigues, or they were with backpacks, and they saw some people that were changing and putting on a black garb and this, that, and the other. And they also said that some of the people were wearing Donald Trump hats. But I didn't think anything of that because you and I both been to a number of rallies. And what do they like to give away at those rallies?
Well, they toss hats and shirts into the crowd.
Thank you. And when we walked into the deal over here in Tampa Bay, the day we walked in there, they were handing every one of us a hat.
Yep, yep.
So,
no, this-
yeah.
Yeah, this is, you're exactly right. This is all a sham. This was all set up, orchestrated. Antifa was involved and other anarchist groups were involved.
Bogalusa.
And all done because they wanted to entrap you or do things that wouldn't even entrap necessarily, just to be able to say, oh yeah, it was all those people with Trump gear on. That's who did it, even though there were flyers and correspondence between Antifa and other groups. Wear your Trump gear when you go to this event. So it was an entrapment and a setup.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. By the way, we're going to talk about this Amendment 3 that got passed in 2020. I'm going to ask the colonel if he knows what's in there, because somebody really screwed up. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of the high-end SUV, you'll love Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine. Bigger engines are available. Now, some amazing creature comforts come with it, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers. Boy, does that feel fantastic. I sat in one last week and did that. Man, it really felt good. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active military, first responders, and pastors, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, visit them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. All right, back with Colonel Jim Warshak, who is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, what I was talking about and what I teased the audience about was Amendment number 3 was something that everybody voted on. We had a bunch of amendments on the ballot back in 2020 in November, and a lot of people voted, and one of the amendments that passed was Amendment 3. Well, a lot of people didn't read it. They just said, yeah, okay, fine. But Amendment 3 allows all registered voters to vote in primaries for the state legislature, governor, and cabinet, regardless of their political party affiliation. In other words, the no party affiliation, NPAs, any independents can vote in this. Libertarians, whatever, can vote for anybody. Now, all the candidates for an office, including the party-nominated candidates, will appear on the same primary ballot. The two highest vote-getters will advance to the general election, and if only two candidates qualify, no primary is held and a winner is determined in the general election. The candidate's party affiliation may appear on the ballot as provided by law, effective on January the 1st, 2024. Now, I know a lot of people don't even know that passed, and when we talked about it yesterday, a lot of people were upset.
Yeah, because those things that are put, those amendments that are put on the ballots are put on the ballots intentionally because they have done massive studies and analysis, and they know most people are going to say, yeah, what the hell, yes, I don't have time to read it and check off the box. And they're filled with legalese the way they're written, and they're very difficult to understand, and that's the reason they put amendments on the ballot, and I personally don't believe they should be. I believe the legislators should be the ones who should be chambering those discussions and voting on them in the Florida House and Florida Senate in the case of Florida. That said, yeah, it puts the top two vote getters, doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican, could be two Democrats, could be two Republicans at the top of the list. And that's just setting up the opportunity for a massive voter fraud because, you know, as well as I do, the Democrats will do whatever it takes to make sure they get those two vote getters on the top of the ballot. And hold on to your seats because that's going to be an interesting thing when that plays out.
Well, we've got something else to be concerned about, too, at the federal level. It's called H.R. 1, House Resolution Number 1. It's called the For the People Act, which is actually going to be the foundation for Nancy and Chuck for Democratic control of government for a long, long time. Now, here's the three things, and by the way, some people are calling it the Gag Act, because here's the three things that it does. Number one, it seizes control of every state's election system, mandating the expanded vote by mail, changing the election day from one day to 2 weeks. And it gives the left-wing activists plenty of time to bus voters to the poll, to do the voter harvesting that they want to do. And it removes all and any voter ID requirements. No voter ID is required to vote. No signature verification on the mail-in ballot.
It's legalized voter fraud. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to have to go to the Supreme Court because here we have the federalization of state election and election systems, which that's going to create all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
You know, they've tried to put this
three
legislation
times.
Through three times, yep. And it's been voted down. People need to wake up and understand what this is all about.
Mm-hmm. There's also a provision in there that will prohibit the states from purging their voter rolls.
First, we've been trying to get the states to purge their voter rolls forever, and that comes down to an individual county supervisor of election, and some do it and some don't, but if it prevents it, that's just going to make it worse, and lots of dead people are going to be voting.
Yep, and then the second one, it forces the states to adopt what's called the swamp-controlled redistricting commissions, because we know that as a result of what transpired with the census and whatnot, that some of the blue states like New York and Pennsylvania and California are going to lose legislators, and they're going to wind up in places like Florida, Texas, Tennessee, just to name three states, that's where some of them are going to go. I believe we're going to gain two. Texas is going to gain three, and Tennessee is going to gain two. And the Democrats face a real redistricting disaster this year, and one of the people that's pointed it out is the magazine, the New Yorker magazine, and this Gag Act, which is what they're calling this, is designed to thwart the will of the voters and ensure that Speaker Pelosi will hold on to power after 2022, no matter what she does.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. It basically ties the hands of the voters. It ties the hands of the states. It ties the hands of state legislatures. It ties the hands of the governors. This is basically Washington federalizing everything from the standpoint of elections and redistricting, which is solely in the hands of the states. So this is the federal government, you know, federalized long reach by the Democrats.
Now, the other thing we need to talk about, and we talked about this last week, and I want to keep driving this point home, is all elections start at the local level. Doesn't matter what you run for, dog catcher, trash collector, whatever the positions are, the little low end of the bottom deal where people start out and work their way up the ladder. And we need to think nationally but act locally. We need to be right now working on these local elections, because if you want voter reform, it comes at the state level, not the federal level, as you just so adeptly pointed out. That is a state requirement, not the federal requirement, and we need to pay attention this year and next year to the local elections. That would be local, county, city this year, and then next year we have the congressional elections, and we need to pay attention there with half the Senate coming up for vote too, I think, is the way that works. But we need to pay close attention, because again, back in 2008, 2009, 2010, when we had the Tea Parties going on, that's exactly what we did. It worked, and it worked quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we need to get people activated right now, today. Get involved with candidates that have already announced, if they have in your area. Get involved with your local parties, get involved with your local civic groups who are taking on things. You know, we've already started. We've done our second voter registration already in Hillsboro. Yeah. And these are what we have to do. Can't wait until November 2022 for most of the state elections and 2024 for the presidential. You got to get involved now. And there's plenty of work to be done.
Yeah.
And, you know, get with us, and we'll put you to work.
And the other thing is please, 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 the school board. We need to change the way the schools teach the kids. They're not teaching the kids. They're brainwashing the kids. We've seen it. We've heard it. I mean, when it comes to the Constitution, they go, what's that?
Absolutely. They're not teaching anything. No history, no civic lesson.
Nope.
You know, barely teaching math and English. This is the problem. It's by design. This has been going on for decades, and now we've reached the point where we just gotta take a stand and put conservative minded people on these school boards. And it can't just be one county. It's got to be everywhere, because this is affecting the next generation.
So true, my friend. And with that, we're going to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you real soon. So stay out of trouble. I know you will. And keep that little Brookster out of trouble, too, there.
Take care, Matt.
All right. That's Colonel Jim Warshick, everybody. Retired U.S. Air Force Colonel, Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, Hillsborough County GOP. And I will tell you something. You couldn't ask for a better leader in that party. You could not ask for a better leader. And I'll be back with more. Don't go nowhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the President Trump impeachment trial is dead on arrival, as 45 senators voted that it is unconstitutional. The vote failed in the Senate 55-45 on Tuesday after five Republican senators voted with Democrats. Senators then put the trial on pause for 2 weeks, agreeing to delay any further debate until February 9th. A federal judge on Tuesday barred the United States government from enforcing a 100-day deportation on President Biden's immigration policy. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, which sued on Friday against a Department of Homeland Security memo that instructed immigration agencies to pause most deportations. Two people were killed in an hours-long hostage standoff at a medical center in Austin, Texas on Tuesday night. SWAT responded to the Children's Medical Group in downtown Austin about a person entering a facility with a gun. KVUE reported the suspect appears to be a doctor. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with
All righty, that's Donna, and Donna kind of choked out there at the end. Sorry about that, Donna, but it is what it is. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch is back, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Farrah and Farrah. Now, don't forget Farrah and Farrah, the legal team over there. They've got offices in Florida and Georgia, and here's more about them. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farahandfarah.com. Now, I'm going to start with an abbreviated version here after I tell you more about Farrah and Farrah. First of all, Farrah and Farrah is located in Florida and Georgia with their offices, and they also, to spell their name correctly, it's F-A-R-A-H, F-A-R-A-H, farahandfarah.com. Their number is 877-245-6707. It's a 24/7 number. You'll actually get a person. You will not get a recording. You'll get a person if you call them right now and tell them about what it is that you have, and they'll tell you what they can do to help you with your case. That's 877-245-6707. And remember, farahandfarah.com. They are the very best at what they do, and I would guarantee them and what they can do. They've helped a lot of people so far. I talked to a firefighter yesterday who was injured in a line of duty who was getting the runaround with the injury that they had, and they've immediately gotten some results back. So there you go. So good luck to that. All right, to the phone lines we go, and I think we've got the consumer quarterback on the line, Brandon Rimes. Is that you?
Hey, Captain. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, listen, a lot of people are getting ripped off right now, and we have got – now, this is something – every time a major event goes anywhere, like a Super Bowl or a World Series, the scammers show up. And,
oh, yeah.
And we've got the people that are trying to, because people are looking for Super Bowl tickets. And,
yeah.
And they're being told, well, they're $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000, $25,000, $250,000 for a suite. So what do you do if you're looking for the Super Bowl tickets and somebody walks up to you and goes, hey, man, I got a ticket and I need the money, and just give me $500 and here's a ticket. What do you do?
Yeah, you got to confirm the source, and you got to really just verify the sources.
Well,
it depends on if it's in person or on the Internet as well, and they do that with real estate properties as well. What are you seeing?
There is nobody in their right mind who is going to sell a $5,000 or $6,000 ticket, which is what they're going for anything less than face value.
Right. Exactly.
So if somebody, and by the way, I heard about this happening to somebody. So if somebody says that, that's it. Walk away. And the other thing
is, walk away.
Yeah, and the other thing is there's some of these, they've got the NFL insignias on a lot of the different things they're selling, and they've got the certified licensed products. And then, I don't know, a mile or two away on a street corner, you'll have somebody with, get your Super Bowl stuff here, and it's not even what it's supposed to be, but they're charging the same prices for something that might have cost them a T-shirt that might have cost them $2 or $3, and they're selling it for $20 or $25.
Yeah, exactly. And the big one is also in the real estate space. What they'll do is they'll take rental properties, or they'll take actual real estate listings off the MLS or Realtor.com somewhere, rip the pictures down, and then recreate an ad. And it's kind of like you said with the tickets. If it's too good to be true, it's not true. And so they'll have this really nice house, the pictures at least, or a condo for a rental, and the rental rates will be just, oh, wow, that's a great rate. And then they'll have you mail your money in a post. They'll have you either post-mail it, certified funds, or, some kind of a certified check, and to a post office box. And then, of course, that's where it ends. It ends at the post office box. There's nobody behind it.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and unfortunately, people fall for that. And that's why we're telling them about it, because, again, with a major event like the Super Bowl, when it shows up here in our backyard, the bad guys come along with it.
Yep, the bad guys come out, and kudos, a big shout-out. I saw in the Epic Times, Chad Cronus here and his team, they busted, I think it was about 70 people for, trying to find dates and sexual, relationships on the Internet. So Chad Cronister, Hillsborough County Sheriff, and his team did a great job, busted a bunch of people.
Well, you want to be careful when you're walking around saying, hey, man, you know any ladies or something like that? Because some of that happens. You want to be careful because you might be talking to an undercover deputy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
or a girl for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in that article it said it was, those that were involved, there were, all walks of life involved. Sunday school teachers, the list went on. It was on and on about who was busted in this trafficking, ring or prostitution thing.
But I've seen
consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of
that.
Have
to be careful,
Yeah, I've seen a lot of
that. Be careful.
Okay, so if you're advising people, as the consumer quarterback that you are, if you're advising people, I think the word is caveat emptor, let the buyer beware.
Yes, sir. That's right. Buyer beware, be careful in your real estate deals. If you're buying and selling, you've got to be careful out there. The market is changing as well. And as a consumer advocate on our show, we see a lot of different things, as Captain does, and we kind of brainstorm how we can help people, and that's our number one goal, is just to help people avoid losing money and avoid these situations where they get themselves they lose money. It's a big one.
Well, again, what you do as the consumer quarterback is something that's very important, because not very many people are doing that. There used to be a lot of consumer programs on television, and they had the consumer reports at night. I remember watching it on television. A lot of that's gone away, so you're still continuing it on the radio, and people all around the country can hear you weekday afternoons. You are on my flagship station here in Tampa, but they can also go to, what is it, consumerqb.com? Is that the website?
Yes, sir. That's right.
All right, because I've got people that tell me about things that are happening to them, and they go, we can't get anybody to help us. Well, at least you could point them in the right direction, right?
That's right. We've got a lot of different types of partners associated with the show. Much of it's around real estate, but it's also legal advice, legal situations, financial, estate planning, tax planning, home services. So we really want to help protect folks out there, especially, from the contractor side as well as the real estate side. And, yeah, we serve as a consumer advocate, so we'd love to help them. And the website has links to our shows. We've got podcasts out there. And we're on at 4 o'clock drive time on 860.
All right. Well, Marilyn is asking if you have a phone number you can give out so she can have it.
Sure. Yeah, certainly. 813-750-0550. 813-750-0550 is the best number to reach us at.
Yeah, okay. And that's a good thing to have, because she did ask, so now we've given that out there too. And the website, Marilyn, is consumerqb.com. If you have internet access, go over there too. And I'm assuming your number's on there as well.
That's right. Yeah, you can reach us there. You can also submit an email form on the website, consumerqb.com.
All right. Now, I'm assuming also that with the Super Bowl in here, is there any other tips that you can give the people that are listening to be careful? Now, this apparel is always getting ripped off, because people will set up a mile, two, three, four, five away, whatever, and they'll say, get official NFL merchandise, and they mark it up there for $20-25 for a shirt or whatever, or a hat or something like that, and I only paid like $3-5 for it because it's made in Taiwan or something like that, and it's a copy.
Right.
It's a copy.
Right. Yeah, I would say also be careful with your debit card, your credit card. Don't hand it to somebody and let them walk away to the back of the office or the back of the house.
Oh, God, yes.
Make sure it's right in person. Say, no, I'm sorry, if you're going to scan my card, do it right here in front of me. Because they're going to go back there, take a quick cell phone picture, send it to their thieves.
Yeah, and most of the reputable people will have, if they're using a cell phone, they'll have that little card reader in the phone.
That's right. They can do it instantly right there in front of you. And don't leave it laying out, because if you leave it laying out face up, they can take a picture of the numbers.
Yeah, and you can see exactly what's going on. You need to have them do that in front of you. Well, Brandon, I want to thank you very much. I look forward to talking again next week. Some very good ideas for the folks. People were very concerned, and the Super Bowl is on everybody's mind. And go Bucks!
That's right. Go Bucks.
Thanks, all right. Captain. Thanks, Brandon. Okay, that's Brandon Rimes, consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com, the website. And as I said, you can hear him on my flagship station, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Well, welcome back to the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for Wednesday morning. We want to thank everybody that's been tuning in, chiming in, and opining, especially in the chat room. And you can always talk to us in the chat room by going to the Captain's America, the official CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com Facebook page, and then sending us a message, and we get it, and away we go. Or you can go right into the chat group, which is called The Captain's America. Very simple, The Captain's America. You do a little search there and on Facebook, and boom, you're in the room and talking to us just like everybody else. You ask to come in, we give you permission, and away you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. And by the way, Dominic's is the very best at what they do when it comes to blinds and shutters and all the decor that goes along with it. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And don't forget, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will always offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs if you need it. All you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All right, we're going to do one last Truckers Highway and Byway report because we got some really serious life-threatening weather out there in the western part of the country. We got to let everybody know what's going on. So, briefly, here we go. A little War bringing you back in there. Lowrider. And boy, that's an oldie but goodie from a number of years ago. And that goes out to all the truckers out there out west in those low-riding countries. You know, you go out to California and you see them. Even the guys in the trucks. This is hilarious. Even the guys in the trucks, some of them got low-riding semis. And I'm not making that up. Go out there. You'll see what I'm talking about. Well, here we go. Okay. Anybody that's on I-80 that's headed west toward Reno, you are going to run into snow, and then you are going to run into really big-time heavy snow. Winter storm warning, Reno and west. Now, there is a blizzard warning for some of the higher passes in California. We are talking 5 to 8 feet of snow between now and Friday morning. So, especially you guys going west, I-84 coming out of Boise, headed up towards Cabbage and down into Pendleton. Please, please, please be careful. And be prepared to have the road shut down. And also, I don't need to tell you, you should know this already, be prepared to have something with you in case you got to sit there for 10 or 12 or 14 hours, like is very common in a major snowstorm or blizzard like this, especially out there in the mountain passes. Now, chains, obviously. Whiteout conditions with winds along with this 5 to 8 foot of snow, 50 to 70 plus miles an hour in the mountain passes. I don't need to tell you what that's going to do. So, I-80, I-84, I-5, please be careful. I-15 coming out of California. Please be careful. California 99 running up the valley, please be careful going over those passes. And there's a couple of points in California where they've already got the fire engine red warnings up there. Plus, it's not over in the northeastern part of the U.S. either. I-90, I-81 from the state line all the way up to Watertown, snow. It is moving off to the east. It should be ending sometime today. But I-90 all the way across to Boston from Syracuse, you got snow all the way across. Oneida County, the northern part of Oneida County, has got a winter storm warning there for several inches to up to a foot of new snow on top of all the snow they've gotten. So please be careful there. And if you're traveling across I-70 or I-40, east of Oklahoma City, all the way across just about to Memphis, you're going to have snow tonight on I-40. It's going to be an adventure there. It won't be too bad in terms of depth, but it'll be very slippery. Also, going up I-44 out of Missouri all the way to St. Louis, you'll have snow all the way to St. Louis. I-64, you'll have snow all the way across into the western part of Virginia. Be careful. And most of Missouri, north-south, east-west, is getting snow tonight, and Kansas. Kansas City's getting snow. Halfway across Kansas on I-70, you got snow. You're on out of it over there, I-70, probably around Salina, looks like, when you get out of it. But a lot of winter weather tonight and more coming, and there's another storm system that's coming ashore in California that's just, it's just one after the other, after the other, after the other. So please, please, please be careful. Okay. Now, taking a look at what might be going on today in terms of what could happen next. Obviously, the problems going on in the House and in the Senate are going to continue. Rand Paul is standing up pretty hard, pretty tall, making it look good. Oh, and by the way, in terms of business here, we had a pizza chain go under. CC's Pizza, I know you all know who they are, declared bankruptcy. They reached a deal to sell their beleaguered chain to some investors to see if they can resurrect it and keep it going. Of course, they're famous for their pizza buffet, but they have gone broke. By the way, Curt Schilling, baseball, if you're a baseball fan, he missed out on the Hall of Fame. And he's asking for removal from the 2022 ballot. He's doing that by request. He doesn't want to be on the ballot for the Hall of Fame, so it is what it is. And, of course, don't need to tell you about the backlash from Newsweek with the article that they did, that they edited a 2015 story to support the smear on Senator Tom Cotton. This is all about his Ranger tab that he got. He went to Ranger school, and he got the Ranger tab. And they tried to write an article to say, well, he wasn't a Ranger. Well, you don't understand what it is when you earn the tab and what it means. You get to wear it regardless of what unit you're in. And he was with 101st, and he did two tours in combat. So, you know, technically, yes, you got the tab. Yes, you're qualified, but you're not in a Ranger unit. Okay, that's the only difference. By the way, Tulsi Gabbard, still in the news, even though she's not in Congress anymore, making accusations about Adam Schiff and John Brennan that they are domestic terrorists. And again, no problem there. No problem there with that one. Brennan especially, we all know about Brennan. And keep your eyes on the Senate today and what Rand Paul does next. He's on a roll. He's on a roll. He's doing some really good things, really good things. And we expect also to have our taxes go up again because the former governor of Rhode Island, Ms. Raimondo, who's now the Commerce Secretary pick, says that she's open to a tax hike. Of course she is, to fund Biden's climate change agenda. And Dee Dee, who is from Rhode Island, tells us that Mrs. Raimondo never saw a tax she didn't like. All righty, I'll be back tonight with more. And remember, the scammers are out there. Please, please be careful. Anywhere's around the Super Bowl, please be careful. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.